So welcome to this episode 3 on our life manifesto. Looking back on life as we knew it and also a vision for the future. Today we'll be discussing physical health, one of the key areas in life. And before we discussed education and personal development, so this one is pretty new and different, so excited to discuss that today.
Yeah, and what we are going to discuss today is first, what does it mean to have physical health? Mm-hmm. So we will dive into the definition first, and then we will touch on how the current society actually goes about physical health and what the problems are. Mm-hmm. And next we will talk about why it is actually so important. Mm-hmm. And then we will make it more personal and share about our personal journeys of health and how we
fitness.
Yeah. And we will wrap up with some strategies and how you can actually improve your physical health and how we are doing it, what we can share with you.
Yep, that's it. So let's start with the definition of physical health. Because in the first place, you would just think of sports, but of course there's more to it. There's like three foundational like factors, right?
Yeah. So when you look at physical health, for me, it's all about, okay, your energy level, how you feel, your appearance, mm-hmm. the energy that you actually show us and send out. Mm-hmm. And when you look at physical health, there are actually three main pillars actually, mm-hmm. that can make sure that you feel healthy and strong. First one is sleep, mm-hmm. Relaxation. Mm-hmm. So making sure you restore during the night, mm-hmm. and get back actually stronger for the next day. Mm-hmm. Secondly, it's food. Mm-hmm. So the things that you put inside your body to make it stronger, to feed yourself. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, exercise. Mm-hmm. So how do you stay fit? How do you build muscle? How do you make sure you use it? Because what you don't use, you lose.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So if we look at how society handles physical health at this moment in time, what can we point out? I think that looking at food as a first thing is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I think we can all say that most people are busy and they just want to, have a quick meal, and they skip breakfast, and lunch has to be, something you can get at the supermarket quickly, and it just costs like a few euros. And if we look at cooking in general, for instance, we see there's lots of packaging going on. So
So to start with, I would say we live in an unhealthy environment. Mm-hmm. So we create environments around us, mm-hmm. that are unhealthy for us. Mm-hmm. So it's usually sit all day. Mm-hmm. The foods that we eat are not made for us.
Yeah,
it's not the food that we ate in the tens of thousands of years that we actually existed. And developed ourselves as human beings. Mm-hmm. And sleep is so important, but we don't prioritize it. And it still has a kind of a bad connotation that it actually takes time. We rather just do other things and work longer.
Yeah, it's like a must, but not like something you really look forward to. Yeah.
Yeah, and already we've seen in our society a movement coming up of eating better, mm-hmm. exercising more, mm-hmm. but is it really a priority? Is it, mm-hmm. really something that is vital to us? I think for many, for the mainstream, it still isn't.
Yeah, that's what I meant with food. Like, I guess like 90% of us are all really busy. Mm-hmm. And if we look at our day, let's say that you're, standard situation, you wake up early because you have to take the train or the car to, mm-hmm. work. So you are tired already, you forget your breakfast. So you get something at the to-go market, or you don't eat anything at all and then just have your lunch at 12 or something. Then you sit all day, like you said, you lose your energy in meetings because it's just draining and there's no energy coming from that. You see screens all day, every day. Then you go home and you have to go to the supermarket and you buy something that's rather healthy, but then still you cook with packaging.
Yep.
So like a quick meal or, you know, something you don't have to chop or something that's pre-chopped or, you know, like let's say you make a curry, you have like this paste already, so you don't have to make it yourself with your own herbs, stuff like that. Then you eat your food, then you might go do sports or you do it the other way around. So then you move, finally you move. And you go to bed when you, you know, watch your Netflix or you did whatever you wanted to do. And then you're like, oh, it's pretty late. It's 11 or 12. Oh, yeah, I should go to bed. You wake up at, let's say, 6 or 7 again. So I think like the whole pattern, I mean, again, stereotyping, but the lifestyle, the general public is, I think, doing this.
Yeah.
And, like you said, we're conscious of the fact that we're eating or we're not eating healthy or we are and stuff like that, but we really don't make it a priority, like you said.
Yeah, and I think what the problem we see is the lifestyle and the choices, but behind it is a lack of priority and a lack of vision of how could your health be. How good could it be? How healthy, energized could you be?
Mm-hmm.
And then, and also the purpose. So know
why you're doing
why you do it. So have clear. Okay, I'm doing this to reach a very high age and still be healthy when I'm old,
mm-hmm.
or to be a better parent, mm-hmm. or to look better,
mm-hmm.
Appear better.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that we could also say that health in general, so not per se physical, but like health as a topic, I think we don't go about it pretty proactively. I think most of us just make it a priority once it gets bad.
Yeah.
So maybe, I think that's one of the things that is so mundane. And
And also the fact that we are living in this Western society,
mm-hmm.
so much in our heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a body, but we think we are our head, basically. And for me, I mean, the same goes for me that I think from my head and not from my body. And you just said, what if you ground yourself and kind of feel your right toe and your left ear while not touching it? I was like, okay, so then what? Yeah, then you are grounded. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever, you know, like if my legs don't work, then I'll probably say, oh, hey, my legs don't work. Let's do something about it. But until that moment, I probably won't.
But we were not raised that way, or the school didn't teach us that way. It was only just fill your head, be smart, do as much as possible.
Yeah.
Don't take breaks.
Nope.
They're extremely important.
Yeah, I think many of us that do have breaks at work still spend it with like their sandwiches in front of the computer.
Yeah.
Or do it very quickly because you only have 15 minutes. I've heard that before. I'm like, 15 minutes, guys. Like, okay, just saying, but. That's not even a break, but okay. So let's just dive into this more deeply. Why is it such a thing?
Yeah, I think in general, physical health is extremely important because you take your body with you everywhere you go, from your birth till the end of your life. So if you don't invest in it, if your health is not good or not as good as it could be, you're actually wasting so much opportunity of feeling good, but also what you can do with your energy.
Mm-hmm.
So the contribution you can have in your work or to your family or
to yourself, feeling well and happy fit. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also let's dive into a little bit of our own personal experiences with health. So for me. Health always has been important.
Mm-hmm.
I was always doing sports, trying to be fitter, faster, stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Started doing sports from an early age. Kept doing it until I was actually until now, but until 24, 25, I was actually doing it very intensely.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of field hockey, football, running, mm-hmm. weightlifting. So I think that because I did it, I did a lot of exercising mm-hmm. almost daily, mm-hmm. that I built myself up to a stage that I can now just eat almost everything. Mm-hmm. I can easily just gain muscle if I just do something. Mm-hmm. So I was always kind of busy doing sports, mostly because I liked it.
Yeah, I was about to say, what was your motivation? Because
mostly because I liked it, and I liked the feeling of being fit, and the feeling that I actually, that you feel well in your own skin, mm-hmm. if you can say it that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and eating for me always has been important. So I always tried to eat the right things. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, when I was younger, I always ate a lot of crap food. Mm-hmm. But then you're growing so fast and you're still young, it doesn't matter that much. Yeah. But now I know, okay, all that crap food.
How about when you were a student, for instance? I mean, don't believe that you ate healthy all day. I mean, you...
No, but my the foundation was healthy. A lot of veggies. A lot of protein, but now my eating, the things that I eat now mm-hmm. and the things that I don't eat now mm-hmm. are, that's totally different.
Yeah, that's way more improved. Yeah, more on that, I think, in a bit later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, that was kind of the
But that's purely on sports and food.
Yeah.
And then on sleep and relaxation.
For me, that always has been kind of a focus point of not, yeah, I didn't focus on it, but it has been extremely, yeah, something that was, yeah, neglected. For me, it was always extremely hard to relax.
Mm-hmm. From what age? Is there a certain age, or is it just?
No, it was just in my character that I just found it very hard to relax, to just, yeah, sit back on mm-hmm. a couch, mm-hmm. read. Mm-hmm. I was always busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I recognize that. Yeah.
Always filling my time with doing things. Mm-hmm. And in my early 20s, it wasn't such a problem yet, but I built up this stress and tension and not taking a break mm-hmm. till I was 28, 29. Mm-hmm. And I started to work even more, mm-hmm. work harder. Mm-hmm. I became an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. and then I there was actually no cap, no maximum on how much I could work. The more I worked, the bigger the business grew.
Yeah, the faster.
Yeah, the faster, yeah. And then at age 28, 29, I ended up in a burnout. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that started the process of being burned out, being depleted of energy, started way earlier.
Sure, yeah. Do you think it also started when you forgot taking breaks in your 20s? Or do you think it was
I had to learn how to relax, mm-hmm. how to take breaks, do nothing in the evening, just relax on a couch. I never sat on my couch.
Until like
my couch was there. Sometimes I sat on it, but then I sat on kind of the edges of the couch. I was always on.
Yeah.
Always on.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you do now to relax?
Yeah, for me now it's a priority. I know that I need several times throughout the day to relax. Mm-hmm. I also know now that there is something like as a parasympathetic and a sympathetic nerve system.
What's that?
So your nerve system consists of kind of two, has a switch. It can switch on or off. Mm-hmm. And the parasympathetic part is when you switch off, when you relax. It's where you're in when you sleep, for instance.
Yeah.
And your sympathetic nerve system is for action, for doing things, fight, flight, freeze.
So yin yang. Yin yang.
Yeah, indeed. Balance. And I totally didn't develop that.
Okay.
And now I need
You're really focused on it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for instance, during the day, like, you really need your break. I don't have that. I mean, maybe that's bad for my side, but you're like, as soon as we can get out, we should, and we should really have a break at 2 or 3 p.m. and then just actually like be away from the computer. And I don't feel that, maybe because I don't have that problem or I didn't have it, but maybe, yeah, I should also develop that skill or that behavior.
Yeah, when you do take those breaks throughout the day where you actually switch off, just sit and and sink actually in your in your body, then at night it's so much easier to just go back into in that mode. Because you haven't been on the entire day. You can easily just switch off.
You know what it feels like, basically. It's unconscious.
Yeah, and for me, flexibility also has been a thing. Doing a lot of football and field hockey really made my, my muscles quite short. So it's something that is also a big focus point for me.
Okay, so basically your physical health has been a thing throughout life, but now that it, you know, something really hits you, then you need to focus on it. And I think you're still doing that after 2 years of having this situation, of course.
Yeah, I also found out how important this topic really is. You already said it becomes important when it gets bad.
When the pain is
and that's bad, also what happened with me. I found out that if you don't have physical health, if you feel, I felt so low in energy.
Yeah, you haven't talked about that, energy in general.
No, and I had a kind of a constant stressy feeling. And that creates kind of a negative filter over everything that you do. So also when I did things that should be pleasant and fun, I still had that feeling.
Yeah, even hanging out with friends or,
Or just being at a party or, it doesn't feel, it doesn't feel good.
No, or long tense conversations. Or, or even cooking.
So, I cannot say that that everything is perfect now again, but I found back my energy. I know how to relax.
And you're super conscious about improving all these areas, so.
Yeah, and I know how important exercise is. I do it at least 4 times a week, so every other day. Stretching, try to do it daily. Sleep, that's another topic. Sleeping well, sleeping deeply has also been a big thing for me. And now I know in the evening that I should do certain things that calm me down and prepare myself for a good night's sleep. And for you, what is how has been physical health been important for you in your life?
Yeah, I think it's totally opposite, or in general just very different from your story. When I was 4, I was diagnosed with diabetes. So I was, I cannot remember a time before that. So I've been raised with injecting insulin in my body whenever I had to, or when I eat or drink carbs, which is basically in everything except for, you know, meat, fish, nuts, water, coffee, tea, just to name a few. But it's in like everything you eat. So basically whatever I do from that age, like I'm conscious about food and balancing it and what I eat. And of course I also went to a dietist to talk about, nutritionist to talk about, what to eat, low fat, low carb, all that stuff. So I've been thinking about this forever.
You know actually quite a lot about food. Yeah. Macronutrients.
Yeah, so carbs inside, fat,
carb,
sugar.
Protein.
But it's not like I'm like a fit girl looking at every package like, oh, that's too much carbs. Or it's not like that. It's rather I'm always dosing it. So it's always a certain portion. So I can never go for a second plate of pasta, for instance. Or eating tapas is a major problem because I can only inject insulin once every 2 hours. So for instance, when you eat tapas, you have all these courses coming up throughout, let's say, at least 2-3 hours, and I can only inject one. So complex story short, for me, I always have to plan ahead. I have to plan food ahead.
But you know, when you, for instance, binge on chocolate chip cookies, you know what's inside, you know how many.
It's always funny to see. So when I was in high school, for instance, like, of course I also had like like cravings for fast food or snacks. Mm-hmm. And of course, I also ate that, but never out of proportion. So when then kids came in with, let's say, chocolate chip cookies, like a full package, they would just finish it by themselves within an hour. And I cannot just imagine how much, I can't imagine how much sugar is inside, but I've never done something like that. I cannot, but it's just insane how people eat, basically. Mm. But anyway, long story short on food, so I've always been very conscious of eating. And I think throughout like my life, I've always been like eating veggies and, you know, just balancing a variety of meals and all that stuff.
And now, recent
2-3 years, I think because we're kind of like supporting each other in this, we're getting better and more intense on this. So we really watch our food. We make everything ourselves. So at some point, a few months ago, we stopped using packaging. So let's say that curry we talked about, we don't buy that anymore because we look at the back of the package and we were so amazed by how much sugar is inside. Even in like sauces where you don't expect any sugar because it's pretty salty and you're like, how does that contain so much sugar? It's insane. So we just bought like, I would say 20, 30 different dry herbs and you can mix a lot, you know? Even Mexican burritos, I used to buy like this dried herb packaging.
Full of salt.
Yeah, so I thought that you can't really make that yourself, right? But yeah, indeed, full of salt. And then you look at the back and you're like, oh, those 5-6 ingredients, we can do this ourselves, you know? So yeah, long story short on that as well, I think we're very conscious on what's in food and processed food. And we eat veggies basically in every meal now. So before we had it, of course, during our dinner, and then we started using it at lunch as well, like salads or all that stuff. But now we're adding even like carrots and spinach and more of that stuff in our breakfast.
Yeah, so, in our smoothie. And sleep?
So there hasn't been a big pain or whatever, but I know I've always been very sensitive for sleep. So I need at least 8 hours. If I get 7, I get 6, I feel it right away. I cannot perform as well. I don't get to speak very like clearly. And yeah, no, I really need my sleep. So I'm very conscious of that, always have been. But I feel that the last year or so, I've been dreaming much more, sleeping lighter. And I've become even more conscious. And I think that since I've been reading the book called Why We Sleep, and I think we'll talk about this later in a more specific podcast, but oh my gosh, like guys, read the book. Yeah, it's so scientific, but you'll hear like loads of research and evidence on why you need sleep in all areas of life, how it's so important, and your immune system, your energy, your life expectancy. Everything you can think of that is body related it just comes back to sleep.
Everything is interconnected, right? So if you sleep is bad, you eat probably worse because you have more cravings. Right, and if you eat better, you sleep better.
Right, exactly. I was about to say, like if you higher your carb intake and your sugar intake and then lower your good fats, then you have a worse night of sleep. Or when you drink too much before going to bed, you know.
Alcohol.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, so I think that was it on sleep. And then
exercise, you did yoga from a...
Yeah, but let's not start there because that's not how the story starts. I've never been into sports. I don't really understand it. It's not fun. I'm not like a playful person in that sense. And honestly, I just... Yeah, boils down to my diabetic life that when I move a lot, so when I do sports, my blood sugar drops dramatically. And if I don't act upon it, then I get into a coma in the worst case. But I need sugar at that point. So when I do sports, I constantly have to look at, is my blood sugar in balance or not? Because if it's not, then I cannot do sports. So for me, it's so like crucial it's not even fun anymore to do sports because I know that most of the time I end up in a low blood sugar and I have to eat sugar again to raise it. So I'm not doing it for anything.
If you do an intense workout for 10 minutes, then or a big walk, 40 minutes, 1 hour
walk. I really
have
to prepare it.
Then you also see the benefits on your blood sugar, right?
Yeah, on the long run. Yeah, indeed. So I know it's very healthy and I know I need it and stuff, but I just have a very negative connotation with
it. Same with food, you need to be very conscious of it.
Yeah, and understand why you're doing it. Yeah. Yeah, so, and then, I did discover yoga at, I think, age 19, 20, and I liked it so much because it's so relaxing for me, and same goes for me, I'm really bad at relaxing. So I actually had an hour in which I had to listen to someone's instructions and just chill out. And that really worked for me. And not do that much. But yeah, it still interests me.
How important would you say is physical health, having a strong health, to you?
Well, I think that because our society, you know, it's all around our mental, like who we are is basically who we are.
And
in
perhaps
our
physical appearance, but really the outside, not how you feel.
Yeah, exactly. So I would say it's for me as well. Like I'm always in my head. I'm always, you know, thinking, creating, working, calling, speaking. So I think it's mega important, but it doesn't become important until you see the flip side of what health can do to you if you neglect it. And I think that's what you experience, but I haven't. I mean,
on a daily basis, you have sometimes a low.
My blood sugar does kind of keep me balanced, so I never get to a very deep low in my energy.
You can never binge eat, binge drink alcohol.
No, even if I would just skip a night of sleep, my blood sugar would be all over the place. Yeah, I do, I would never hit the service, but I know that for me, like I go to the hospital for a checkup every 3 months, so I'm very aware of health. So yeah, I'm pretty much aware of it, but I also feel that because I'm so stricted in some areas, mostly mental or physical health, I want to enjoy it a bit as well. So I think I don't have to experience the pain to get the good side, but I don't feel that I need to be very intense about it right now.
Yeah, for me, it's I found out it's perhaps even the most important element of my life. Mm. So when I feel good, have energy, everything feels so much better. Mm. And it's true what they say, health is wealth. Mm-hmm. For me, it's way more important than money. Mm-hmm. It's something that I feel the entire day. So if I feel great, then everything is great. Mm-hmm. If I feel bad, then it affects everything.
Yeah, but also because you know that while you do have money, like literally have money, you cannot enjoy life when your health is bad.
No.
Yeah.
But you can use the money that you make to invest in yourself, in better food, in a trainer.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny because, I think we'll also discuss in a later post, but we know that you can work out from home, so you don't need anything except for like 2-3 simple gadgets. Making food yourself is really not hard. It's really not expensive. And, you know, it's just a matter of getting yourself into a good habit of knowing what you're doing and stuff. But I don't think anything around physical health has to be expensive.
No, it isn't.
No, but if you invest in it, it doesn't mean you have to invest like thousands. I mean, it's really not that much. Yeah,
it's more investing time, and investing in terms of is it a priority for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shall we share some things that we do to become healthier?
Yeah.
We are by no means experts or perfect in this.
No.
We are improving it. Every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's fun to share some hacks of ours.
That's
so for instance, in terms of food, we have a food processor.
Mm-hmm.
So in the mornings we make our own smoothie, and we are pretty hardcore. So there kind of, I think 20-25 ingredients go into the smoothie maker.
A lot of superfoods, lots of water. Oatmeal, veggies, as I mentioned.
Flaxseed,
but also banana, pear, and sometimes an apple. So it's like a fruit,
veggies.
And herbs as well, like cocoa and spirulina.
Kurkuma.
Yeah, it sounds very gross. I have to say that as well. Yeah. It sounds very gross, but it's really not. It's pretty sweet. And once you get used to the taste, it's just like it's a mix, but it's a very nice, light, sweetened melange. Yeah. Well, it's super, super natural.
We try to have almost all nutrients ready in the morning.
Yeah.
And then we try not to eat till lunch. Sometimes you have to take something for your blood sugar.
Yeah. But if I do that, I normally would I take a sugar tablet, which is bad, but need to. Or we eat banana bread, which we also make ourselves. So. Yeah. Like full natural banana bread. Yeah.
And lunch and dinner, we usually prep. Yeah, when we cook, we cook so much that we have 8 to 10, not even portions, but yeah, 15 to 20 portions, I would say. There's enormous amounts, and we are crazy. Mostly vegan. So sometimes we cheat.
Yeah, vegetarian.
Yeah.
But yeah, we tried vegan.
Yeah, so a lot of veggies and...
at least 4 types of veggies, but mostly 6, 7.
Yeah, and then we make a lot of soups.
Yeah, veggie soups.
Yeah, or curries.
Mexican burritos.
Yeah. Pizzas.
Yeah,
with
own dough.
Yeah.
Homemade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super
so everything is homemade. So are always the dough and the tomato sauce on the pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's not only healthy to eat it this way, but you become so conscious of what people or what the food industry puts inside packages. You know, of course we do need some salt sometimes, but we really don't throw any salt in, let's say, for instance, our soups or sugar. There's no reason to add it. There's no need to add artificial ingredients. So I feel that our food is, yeah, it is natural, but it also tastes way better.
And alcohol, we try to minimize it, have a few drinks in the weekend.
We try to we really skip it like during it. The week. Unless, like, I gave myself one wild card, which is like the social wild card. Like during the week, I would have like an event or a gathering, then I would of course have a drink. But now in these times, there's you know, there's no relevancy. So yeah, we try to drink only in the weekends.
Yeah. And what else? Sports now in these crazy times. I do all the exercise just at home. I already did that actually.
Yeah, I was about to say you already did that 3 months ago. Yeah.
So I'm doing kind of intense intervals. Tabata trainings for about 14 minutes. I try to train every muscle, and then I just take a shower. So it doesn't. It just takes you 15 minutes of your day.
Yeah, plus
and
shower.
I do it 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really doable.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of sleep, we try to take put the light side at 9:30, 10.
Yeah.
And since I've been reading Why We Sleep, it's been more of a conscious thing. But yeah, we actually try to sleep from 10, 10:30. And we also put on a guided meditation before we go to bed. So it's like someone who talks you into sleeping, basically. And it's 20 minutes. But the thing is, like, we try to trick it by falling asleep earlier than she ends with her guided meditation, which means that you already like zoned off. So that's great. And that works.
Yeah, and I also trained myself not to think about things when I'm in bed.
Yeah.
So, and when I'm in bed, I don't allow myself to kind of think of strategies for my business or the things that I need to do tomorrow. It's just, try to focus on my body, on my breathing.
Mm-hmm. And we also forget this, that we have this routine of saying thanks. So what are you like really happy about?
How did gratitude.
You get your, yeah, gratitude. Yeah. Yeah. And what are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Every evening, every night before we go to bed.
Which also gives you a good feeling of the day, and you kind of remember like the smaller things that happen, which are also positive.
Yeah. Yeah, so these are just a few things that we do. We're also very curious about the things that you do to get healthier. And also if you agree with the things that we say, or your opinion,
let us know. We're much interested. And next up is... Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good question.
We still have to decide on which one.
Yeah.
We have finance left.
A cliffhanger.
Career, mindset,
relations.
And relations.
Yeah.
Maybe relations.
Probably first mindset and mental health after this topic of physical health.
Sense. Yeah. So
the other side of you, your physical and your mental side. And then relations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Ciao.
Okay.
Until next time.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening. This was number one of the 7 manifesto episodes, all of them critically reflecting on how society handled key life area aspects before the crisis, including our personal experiences with them and a vision going forward. Do you want to stay in the loop about the upcoming episodes and also the full version of the manifesto itself? Go sign up on www.growtribute.com.